Now, when I mentioned that Jed Wood were coming on the show today, I was amazed at the response. Absolutely incredible. I mean, it kind of went a little bit viral on Twitter, and I've had messages in from all over the world. I've got some of the questions in front of me. I couldn't ask all of them. The guys will be there forever. Joining me on the line, it is Jed Wood. Hiya, how you doing?
Hey guys, what's up? We're so excited. All the fans got in contact with you and asked all the questions. I even saw on Twitter, everyone's going crazy.
It's unbelievable. You guys, you must be astounded at your own success. Because, I mean, in terms of show business, you're still quite young, aren't you?
Yeah, I think it's really, really cool that, like, all our fans, they always, like, support us. And we always have, like, a really good time. I know we've done, we're only 21, and we've done a lot of crazy stuff. Like, it's only been, like, 3 years or something, and all stuff we've done, we're only, like, the start.
Well, listen, one of your fans actually said to me, whatever you do, talk to them about anything, but don't mention the hair. Why would they say not to mention your hair?
I don't know, because I think a lot of people ask about our hair. Like, our hair is always different, it's always changing, but girls always, like hair.
The girls like hair. I mean, that's a fact. Yeah. That's why I'm not very popular these days. Mine's falling out. That's what it's all about. Now, to be serious, I've got to be serious, and I can't believe I'm saying that word to Jed Wood, because you do kind of get the impression that you guys don't take yourselves too seriously.
Yeah, but I think me and John were always, like, we're always on that, like, not be like, oh my God, it's Jed Wood. Like, we feel like our like, music and, like, doing, like, TV shows and stuff. Like, we like doing everything. We don't just do one thing. We always try to do a lot of different things.
But you have had tremendous success in such a short period of time. I mean, three albums, Planet Jedward, Victory, Young Love, Planet Jedward and Victory, double platinum albums.
Yeah, like, it's crazy because they all went number one in Ireland. They sold, like, in all different countries around the world, like, as far as Singapore. Like, we had CD signings out there. So it's crazy to think that we had all these albums and all the fans, because great performing all the songs on tour. Because sometimes artists only have a couple of good songs. Like, I know our songs aren't the biggest radio played songs, but if you're a Jed Wood fan, you have a lot of cool material to listen to.
Now listen, there's a piece. Oh, can we stop that music, please? Where's that suddenly come from? Do you recognise that tune? Of course.
Yeah, that was our very first single, Ice Ice Baby, which was out, like, in 2009. I think, like, one month after we came out of X Factor.
It was amazing, actually. It was absolutely incredible. This tour.
Yeah, it was actually really good because me and John, we kind of sparked when I used to come back to the UK, and then he kind of started coming to the UK again. So it was really cool that we kind of, because Ice Ice Baby is always like a TV advert and everything, and everyone always thinks it's as John Edward. I know it's like Dave Bowie and Queen, but I think it's really cool that me and John, because we met Queen, they were really happy about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it was a huge success, yeah?
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool, and me and John, we have, like, different songs and singles, but sometimes we decide to make our own music videos. Like, we've made, like, 8 music videos ourselves. Right now, we're editing a new music video for one of our songs called Can't Forget You, and we record that in a dried-out lake, and then we also recorded a music video, Happy to Dark, that was in Canada, and we recorded another video in Japan for Waterline, and Lipstick, the song we had for Eurovision, that was recorded in Paris on the Eiffel Tower. And then, basically, we gather all the footage, and then we edit it all together, and then we publish it on YouTube and send to music channels. That's how we roll.
But, you know, your videos, I mean, a lot of the messages I've been getting in have been precisely about that, the videos. I'd be here all day asking the same question. What is your favourite video of all the videos you've done?
I think our very first music video, they're all really, really cool, but I like Lipstick because literally we had no clue what we were doing. It was the very first video we made. Like, literally, we're on the Eiffel Tower with the camera. We're like, what are we going to do? And then we found this crazy blue screen, like, that had, like, this crazy water design, and then we recorded there. And then I think our last one we did, POV, we recorded that in Australia, and then we recorded it in, like, this, like, crazy kind of club, and had, like, all this kind of, it had those crazy designs, and it was all really cool because I edited all the beat of the song, so everyone really liked it. And then I remember one of our favorite ones is Young Love, because we recorded this, it was the first single off our last album, we recorded this in this theater where we have shows every Christmas, and then they're always like sold out. So basically, it's like it was the first time anyone's seeing us with flat hair, so all the fans were like,
with flat hair. Listen, I'm talking to Edward at the moment. You're Edward, aren't you?
Yes.
Where's John? What's he up to?
Okay, I'll give you John.
Is he there?
John, everyone's talking.
This is
hey, guys.
Hi, is that John?
Yeah, I'm good.
Hello, Johnny. All right.
Yes, I'm really good.
John, can I talk to you about the tour? The Young Love Tour. You're coming to the De Montfort Hall in Leicester, which is just a stone's throw from where we are here in Market Harbour, on Wednesday, the 25th of September. How long does it take you guys to get the tour like this together? Do you have much input into what happens?
Well, me and Ed, we're on stage for, we know a choreography for our songs, or performing, and then we know all our words as well.
Are you good at remembering words?
Yes, I'm really, really good. I know like 1,000 songs in my head. But me and Ed, it's really, my favorite part of the show is when we're doing the acoustic set and everyone's singing along. It's going to be a really, really good show, and I can't wait.
But John, can I ask you a few of the questions that have been coming in on Twitter? Miss Jedward in Scotland says, when are you coming back to Scotland?
Well, we'll be going to Scotland for maybe on Jared's Big Adventure, but all the fans who want to see us in concert in Scotland need to travel to the other dates. They want to see us because we won't be performing in Scotland for a while now, because we're going to be doing tours around the rest of the world, going to Germany and Sweden and Finland, and going to all European countries, and because we haven't toured those countries in a while, so our fans listening right now, come and see us at the shows, because we won't have a show in Scotland, I don't think.
Okay, I've got one here. What's the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you, either on or off stage at a concert?
The most embarrassing thing, I don't know, like, before you go on stage, your trousers rip because they're real skinny jeans, and you're just like, oh no, and you have to change the number, like, you pack a pair of skinny jeans, there's no button or something. I don't know, stuff like that. Okay, like when we're doing your hair, and you spray hairspray in your eye, and it's like, oh no, just simple stuff like that.
Just little things. It's just the little things.
Yes.
Juliet says, "What video did you enjoy filming the most?" I think Edward answered that one quite nicely. I think he said lipstick.
Okay. Yeah, that was really cool. Yeah.
But Katie asked the question, what's your favourite video location?
My favourite video location? I think my favourite video location would have to be Can't Forget You, because we were out in the middle of this dried out lake, and it was crazy, and it was so cool, because all out in this desert, it was all Hollywood set and stuff, and it was just a really, really cool location.
Danny's been on. She says, why did you choose the X Factor to pursue a musical career as opposed to any other avenues?
I think me and Eric chose X Factor because I just thought it was really, I don't know.
Because it was there. Because it was there, I suppose.
Yeah, because it was there. There's no other way to really go about it, because there was not really anything going on. So it's kind of really cool that we did make it onto the show and everything. Yeah. Now,
can I just say, your fan club in Russia's been on. They're called Jedward Russia. And they want to know from both of you, what is the most important thing in life for you? Is it like love, family? What would it be?
I think the most important thing for me and Edward is to do what we want, what we have to do, and like keep putting good vibes out there, and then being there for our fans as well, and whoever wants to follow can follow. And I don't know, it's putting good vibes out in the world.
Have you had much of an opportunity to sit down and think to yourself, okay, here we go, this is what we're doing at the moment, where will we be in, say, 5 or 10 years' time? Are you thinking that far ahead at all?
Yeah, me and Edward, we know that we're fine. We're going to be okay, because we're going to be doing, we've got so much avenues that different things we can do. But me and Edward are fine. We're working on our new album, and then we're get loads of deals in place and stuff. But yeah, it was cool. All our fans listening, we're all good. We're going to be doing loads of really cool stuff, and we can't wait until all stuff happens for us.
Right. Last question. Okay, to both of you.
Edward!
Wait.
I don't know where he is.
Is he there? Listen, if I'd never seen a Jedward show, right, and I turn up to the De Montfort Hall in Leicester, what can I expect to see? How would you describe what you do?
Okay, what fans can expect, people coming in, is like over a 2-hour show. They can expect songs that are like totally awesome, so much energy, and they can expect slow songs. They can expect us playing guitar. And you can expect, even if you didn't know any of our songs, you would know the covers that we're doing. And then what else can they expect from the show? They can expect a lot of smiles, a lot of ultra cool dancing, freestyle, they can expect to be jettified and go home, whoa, I cannot believe I saw that was the best concert of my life.
Isn't that fantastic? What? Oh, that's lovely. Well, are you doubting what he's saying, Edward? Okay.
I checked you out on Twitter, and the picture of you, or the picture of you, which you're on, do you play drums?
Yeah.
Yeah, really cool, rocking it, and this is Watson Radio?
I don't know.
What, you don't know? It's your radio.
Oh, yeah, what were you talking about now, what we're talking on now, HFM Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you're talking to. This is it. This is it, and you're live. So, do me a favour, will you? Could just say, hello, Market Harborough.
Hello, Market Harborough. What?
Come on, you're not Russian. Market Harborough.
Hello, Market Harborough.
Well done. You see, you can get there. Now you've got to remember those words, aren't you?
Yes, I will. I will remember. Me and John, we learned French in school, so we're totally professional.
And I'll find you on Twitter. All right. Listen, guys, we're looking forward to seeing you. De Montfort Hall, Leicester, Wednesday, the 25th of September, next month, of course. And if you're dropping by Market Harborough, make sure you come and see us, HFM.
Yes. Can
you, listen, I ask this of most of the guests that come on my show. Can you make a decent cup of tea?
Yes, you can make it. I'm actually really good at making tea.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I make like the pot of tea. I like to put sugar. I have like the tea, and then it's really, really good. And then, like, it's perfect temperature as well, so it doesn't burn you.
There we are. Well, then we'll let you in, then.
Yes.
All right, guys. Thank you for being splendid guests on my show.
All right. Thank you.
Cheers. Thank you. That is Jedward. Brilliant. Yo, VIP. Let's kick it.